It is Seeds of Success Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson in the newsroom, being joined now with Brenna Jensen, who is a third-generation crop farmer with Hedgeview Farms in the Ottawa Valley. Brenna, thanks so much for joining us here today, and kind of talk to us about some of your favorite things about actually being a crop farmer.
Well, I think the thing I like the most is that I get to work in our family business. I'm now a third-generation farmer, even though our family hasn't been in Canada that long. But I love having the opportunity to work with my parents and even my grandparents, my husband, my kids, friends, and other family that get to be part of it. Our farm is really important and meaningful to so many of us, so it's just a real joy to be able to do that. And also, it's just a privilege to grow food for people. And, you know, I have a lot of customers that are regulars, and so our vegetables are very much part of their grocery shop, and so it's a privilege to be able to provide that and to connect with them and the kids, and to have opportunities to provide education as well around agriculture. This Thursday I'll be up at Valor in Petawawa speaking to a class about sustainability and organic farming.
Brenna, you've been in the business for quite some time now, and I'm sure there has been a few learning curves along the way, but what are some things that any farmer needs to be successful?
You know, it's something that my grandmother had explained to me early on when I started farming, is that, and any farmer would agree, is that it truly is a lifestyle. It's not a job. It's something that is, you know, it is your whole life, really. And so it's something you just have to be prepared for. And for any farmer as well, you need to be very organized. And I think being just really adaptable, because there's so much that in agriculture, especially, that's out of your control, you know, the weather, disease pressures, things like that, economy, markets, that kind of stuff. And also just, I think, you know, especially when you're in a multi-generational farm, you have to be willing to continue education and learn new things and not necessarily do everything the way that it was always done. And the agriculture, it evolves over time, and so do best practices. And I think that to be successful in farming, you have to be prepared to adapt and change what you're doing.
In general, what is your busiest time of the year, and can you tell us why?
So, I grow field vegetables, so it's a market garden. So I'm in the field from April to November. So that's really the busy time for us, because there's a lot of pressure with getting our plantings in and getting the harvesting just right. We do what's called succession planting. So we're actually planting and harvesting continually from April until, well, I guess we're done planting around August for some of our crops. But we do start actually harvesting even in May. So we don't have like a fall harvest season. We're harvesting all throughout the year. But we do also have a small commercial garlic operation. So we're planting, or each year we grow about 17 to 20,000 bulbs of garlic. And so we're busy, obviously, right? Today I'm planting garlic, so we're busy today planting garlic. And also come harvest time around July is a really busy time of year, getting all that garlic in.
We're being joined now with Brenna Jensen, who is our local crop farmer feature this week. And Brenna, can you tell us some of the benefits of buying some local produce?
Absolutely. I think my customers, I know they love having a relationship with the farmer as well, and they can ask questions. But in terms of the products themselves, local food generally is going to be much fresher, better quality. It tends to be more nutrient dense, and that's something you can usually tell in the taste of something. Of course, you know, an in-season strawberry is going to taste a lot different than when you get in January. And also the shelf life of the products too. Generally, with locally grown item, it's going to be able to last longer in your fridge. But I will say that just in general, of course, with all local small businesses, and when you support local, it's, you know, what goes around comes around. And even our small farm, I mean, we spend our time, money, resources here in our community. And the more that we're supported, the more we can put back into the community.
Okay, one last question for you. Do you have any words of wisdom for the next generation of produce farmers?
Yes. I mean, I always encourage people to get some kind of formal education. of some kind in a related field. And I mean, that can be anything from mechanics to business to science and anything like that. But I was thinking too, like, get a chance to be on a farm and do some work on a farm. Typically farmers are born from farmers, but that's not, it doesn't always have to be that way. And I just encourage people to get outdoor labor jobs. I tree planted for 5 seasons when I was in university, and that really hardened me into the weather. I can work outside in any kind of weather, but that's really helpful. I also think business management skills are really important for farms. They are businesses, and that can make or break your farm. And yeah, be prepared to change and adapt, and keep work-life balance as a priority.
That's Brenda Jensen, who is our crop farmer feature today for Seeds of Success here on MyFM.